Bass player Jerry Jamaat is taking requests at his Raymond, Mississippi home, and this is one of his greatest hits. Jamaat created this groove in 1969 for a Mississippi blues man soon to become an international star on the strength of this song. Jamaat knew it was good, but he had no idea it would become one of the most famous records ever. It was a high point for Jamaat, who began playing at a young age.
And I started playing the bass when I was 11, and I started working professionally when I was 12. And I would do this like 3-4 nights a week while going to junior high school.
While still a teenager, Jamaat was working in New York City as an A-list session musician. He made records with national acts before he was old enough to vote. When he was asked to play bass for a rising superstar, he knew it was something special.
Oh, I'm going to record it, Think, with Aretha Franklin.
You better think about the
time. Aretha Franklin's Think was a major breakthrough for Jamaat's career. It put him in high demand, and not just with rhythm and blues artists. He backed Jerry Jeff Walker on Mr. Bojangles, and Jamaat played bass on this top-selling song by the Rascals.
All the world over sun, is it?
Then B.B. King came along. B.B. had been singing that song for 6 years, and because we had done so well with his previous album, like rearranging his music, he said, well, let's see what you guys can do with this. And the bass line is actually a samba. Boo-doop, 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 boom, boom, bump, 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 bum, 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 bum. It's a samba.
These days, when he's not playing with local bands, the former A-list session musician teaches a few lucky students. New Orleans bass player David Hyde is more than happy to drive the 150 miles each way to learn from his idol.
He is it. He is the ultimate legend in America, probably in the world. For me, the experience to study with Jerry is like a dream come true.
Now Jerry Jamaat is pursuing a new dream by putting his skillful fingers to work at the computer keyboard. He's updating a new instructional book, soon to be available as an e-book online at his website. Jamaat's legacy in the music world is secure, but he says music has changed since his heyday, and not always for the better. He wants to be remembered for more than just hit records.
I was hearing stuff that I didn't like, and I said, well, I have to make sure that people know the right way. And I wanted to guarantee music for the future. That's why I started on this writing books.
Like his bass playing, Jamaat has his own method. It's called Sing It, Say It, and Play It. It's a verbal method of teaching based not on charts and notes, but on recall. It's not a guide to bass playing, but an instruction manual for the music fan.
You've heard it. It's nothing new that you haven't heard. It's just a matter of you being able to connect it and file it away and retrieve it.
The book should be available by November. Then Jamaat hits the road to tour and make a CD with the Greg Allman Band.
Greg's idea when I came into the band 3 years ago was to record with me in the band. He hadn't recorded anything in 10 years. The idea was to rehearse, short tour, then record, then go out and tour again.
It's a busy schedule for someone celebrating his 50th year as a professional musician. But for Jerry Jamaat, whether it's teaching music or playing it, the thrill has never left. For MPB News, I'm Ron Brown.